We're holding the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara said that when a person has two psachim, so mipnei achshad, so people shouldn't think and choshed him that he doesn't light Ner Chanukah. They'll walk by one entrance and they'll say kihechad le'adik b'hai le'adik b'hai pischa. So you have to light on both entrances. You don't make a bracha on both entrances. You make a bracha on one entrance, but you're lighting because of chshad. From where do we know that you choshed for chshad? The Tanya we find in the Braisa Omer Reb Shimon, Bishul Arba Dvorim Omer Teir Laniach Peah. There are four reasons why you have to leave Peah, the corners of your field for the paupers, Besav Sadehu. Why do you leave it at the end of your harvesting and not in the beginning of the harvest? Meaning not in the beginning of while you're cutting, only you leave over the corners. One is, Mipnei Gezel Laniim. You might come to steal from Laniim. That means that the Gemara is going to explain that you're going to tell your friend, take payah now in the beginning before I start cutting. And that's not called payah. Payah means corner, but take now. So when it comes at the end of the day for the other Laniim, it's not going to be not going to be really hefka for Aniim because you're giving it specifically to your relative. So it's like Gezel Aniim. You're taking from the other Aniim. You're not giving them the opportunity. If they know it's a certain time, then everyone has a fair chance. If it's not going to be at the end of your cutting, then you can leave it for the pauper, your specific relative pauper, and then it's not going to be available for the real pauper, for the other paupers, and then it's going to be Gezel of Aniim, so to speak. Umnei Bitl Aniim, you're going to waste their time. He's going to have to wait in his car, or wait in his, on his bike, or wait around in the corner till you're ready. He doesn't know when you're going to do it, when you're going to say, okay, have for Aniim. So if he knows it's a certain time, he knows it's not till the end of the season, or whenever in the time is that he does it. Umnei Bitl Aniim, Umnei Chshad. Chshad, that's a gate to us. It's chshad. If a person is going to do it earlier, then at the end of the field, he's not going to leave over the corners. People are going to say, oh, he didn't leave over our payah. He's over on
in the beginning. I'll say did in the beginning. No.
But it's a chshad because people are going to say, people know that a terrorist says, it's at the end. Payah means you leave over the corners. So the chshad is, we'll see soon at the end. The Gemara is going to go through each one. But the chshad is that pashtas will see, well, he didn't leave over. When it's not a set time, then it's a chshad. When it's a set time, then you see it. When it's not a set time, he didn't do it. You don't know, okay, he did it earlier, later, you don't know. It looks like a chshad. Umishum bal techale. Bal techale, the Torah says bal techale. The bal techale says lo yisechale. Lo yisechale means don't finish off. So we see clearly it's at the end. Now the Gemara will go through each one individually. Mipnei gezel aniim shlo yira bal habayis sho pnuya. The bal habayis shouldn't see a time that there's no one else around. V'yom lekoiva oni arezu pei. And he says, oh, here. This is payah for you. So you've been good from other aniim. Chav gimel amud beis umipnei bitl aniim. What's bitl aniim? They won't know when he's going to start cutting. Shelo yaniim yoshinu meshamrin achshav aniach balabayis payah. So they're going to waste their time. They're going to wait achshav. So it's a bitl of zman for them. The next reason is achshav aniach balabayis payah. Ubnei chshad, what's chshad? Shelo yu oivrin v'shovin oimrim tova me'era le'odom shleniach peira b'sadeyu. People are going to call him. They're going to say, me'era. Me'era is a klola should come to this person that did not leave peya. They don't know that he left it at a time when he saw it, when he gave it whenever he wanted. Like this, you know, it's at the end when he finishes being koitzer. They see at the end he's finished being koitzer. He's finishing being koitzer. He's not leaving over. So that's a chshad. So me'era we see a chshad for chshad. And likewise, you light on both sides. The final reason, umishum bal techale. The Torah says bal techale. Bal techale means lois techale. At the time of kilui, at the time of when you finish the ktsira, that's when you have to leave. So we see clearly that it has to be at the end. Zogdi Gemara, bal techale. Everything is bal techale. Otu kulu lamishum bal techale nilu. Omarova mipnei haramoyin. Hamoyin means they'll be oivan bal techale. They'll say, I already left. If you know it's at the end of the ktsira, so you can't say I already left at the end of the ktsira. Why are you continuing cutting? But it's like this, the Hamoyin can always say, I did it already. And like that's why B'nai Hamoyin is the fourth reason. But in the Geita Arsugi, we see this is the Makar of Chshad. Zog the Gemara, Omer Av Yitzchok, Bar Adifa, Omer Av Huna, Ner Sheyesh L'Shnei Peyos. If you have a candle, a ner, a bucket of oil that has a covering and has two holes coming from both sides, that's called tape, two payos, oyle lebeis b'nei adam, it can be used as Ner Chanukah for two different people. Day number one for one individual, and the same day it can be used for another individual that lives in this, that lives in the same household. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Dr. Rashi, shtei peyos, the end of the Rashi b'masa, shtei peyos, im yesh b'shnei nekovim shnei tzodin, oyle l'shnei b'nei adam. It works for two people, l'mahadrin, ho'isin el'chol echad ve'echad. We know the din of mahadrin is that ne'el'chol echad ve'echad, to b'nei adam. Now Rashi could have said for the same price, it could have been work for one person on day number two, and it's two neiros in one korah. It could have been yemekai mahajin mina mahajin. Again, it could have been for one person yemekai mahajin mina mahajin, meaning not just one candle, but rather you have two candles on the second day. Tosis and Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis brings this as a raya that we're talking about shnei batim bePesach HaChotzer, two different individual homes bePesach HaChotzer. So we have a three-way machlokes. How you can learn it? Three ways of you can learn this. One is you can learn it like Rashi says, two bnei odom that are doing mahadrin, ne'elucholechet ve'echot, living in the same home. Tosis and Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, the end of the Tosis of Tosis. With Tosis l'shitosoi, because Tosis says you light in the chotzer of the bayis to the shus rabim, not in the bayis to the chotzer. Zok Tosis mahadim and mahadim and chof alpha beis. Mitzvah lanichal pesach beis bayis mechutz. The omel kamon chotzer sheish bebeis pesachim tzicha beis neres. Vamine nami neres sheish shnei peyos oyle shnei bnei odom mashma shnei batim. V'moy menichem al pischi b'teim hoy leze miyamin v'leze mismoil. So Tosis learns it's going on two batim in one chotzer. Rashi learns it's on two bnei od, because Rashi holds that you don't light it on the chotzer of the shus rabim, light it on the bais of the chotzer. So Elamai, and then it would be right and left. So Meila Rashi says it's two bnei odim living in the same home. And then the third shot that it could have been is tam. Day number two for one person. Salkoponim, if it's clearly defined, if you have a kli with two nekovim, and it's a cover on it, so it's not going to get mixed up and turn into a madura, so then it can work for two, as two candles. Sogdi gomog, om rav yitzuk bar adifu, om rav huna ner sheshu shnei peis, oil lebeis bnei odom. Om rava, mi lekoora shemen. If you fill up a whole bowl of shemen, vikifa psilois, and you go all around it with psilois, vikofa, and then you cover a little kli, and then you put a covering over it so the psila shouldn't bunch together. They should stay separated. And the kli has holes in it, or it's separated, keeps it separate. So oyle lekama bnei odom, so it can be used for numerous different people. The achronim amedayik that this din of kofa aleim has to be dafka before the maisa hadloka. As I stated behind in the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh and other achronim say that a kofa has to be dafka before the hadlaka, because that's hadlaka is a mitzvah. So it can be that you're madlik and then you're koifa, because b'shas hadlaka it wasn't roy maybe to be oil of shev kamenei odom if it doesn't have that separation of the kli on top of it. So it's kofa and then you're madlik. Oil of kamenei odom. Loy kofa leo kli. If you did not cover this with the kli, also kamin medura, then the problem is you make it like a medura, because it can end up being one bunch together and the medura is not near chanukah. Then it wouldn't work for one person. Zogma Omarova Pshitali. Ner Beisoi. Ner Beisoi means Ner Shabbos, which is Sholem Bayis. In order to light up your home on Shabbos, the Bayis. For Ner Chanukah, you only have enough money for one. Ner Beisoi Odif. Sholem Bayis is Odif. Mishum Sholem Beisoi. Now, the Ramban says that this would mean that the adifus of Sholem Bayis, if you stam have Shabbos and Chanukah, so then Sholem Bayis, in the Seder Hadlokah, it's more choshev, it's more chobib, you light it first. Zok Diran, Avada Nisht, you have to light Chanukah first, because, and that's how you take a firzich, because if you light Shabbos first, you make Kabbal Shabbos. If you Kabbal Shabbos, you can't light Chanukah. Ramban obviously saying, you're not make Kabbal Shabbos, but the chshivas of the fact that it's odif, when you only have money for one, so who in the Seder, Zok Diran, it's first. Now the Rashba says over here, it's mucha from this Gemara that if you only have money for one, Sholem Bayis is odif, that also l'shtamish l'oira. Why? Because if you only have money for one, light it al menichay al shulchanu v'dayi is always good b'shas sakana. So just light one and let that one be the shalom bayis and the nechanuka. Nechanuka always works al shulchanoi. So it's not worse over here when you only have money for one. So let it, if it's mutal shtamish l'ore, let it be the shalom bayis of your home. Light up your home and have the suda and let it be nechanuka. Is muchach osel shtamish l'ore. Zog di gemara, nel beis of kiddush hayoim, if you only have money for ner bayis, meaning for Shabbos candle, and for wine for kiddush. So zog di gemara, nel beis of odif, shalom bayis overrides. Mishum shalom beis of. And the Rajbi says the Kiddush is that even though Kiddush is the Raisa and Ner Shabbos is only the Rabbonon, since Kiddush you could be Mekayim the Raisa with Pass. So Mamela Ner Beisa is Odif, even though Kiddush is the Raisa, because you could be Mekayim Kiddush on Pass. Now it comes out, if you don't have money for Pass either, then obviously you have to first buy money for Pass, for Kiddush, or Yain or Pass. As I said, Behedin Taz, that when the Gemara says Shalom Beis Odif, is because it could be Mikayim. But Ein Chaim, if you can't, then Avada Kiddush overrides the Raisa. Zok Gemara Boi Rove Ner Chanukah Kiddush Hayoyim. What about Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush Hayoyim with versus wine? Mahu Kiddush Hayoyim Odif the Todir Oydilma Ner Chanukah Odif Mishum Pesumei Nisa. It's Pesumei Nisa. Bosi Debaya Hoda Pashta Ner Chanukah Odif Mishum Pesumei Nisa. Pesuminisa overrides the din of Kiddush. Zok the Rashi again, because he could be mekayim it with pass. The Tois over here, Bavons, Tap Tois says, V'nira l'Rashi, k'shachal Rosh Chodesh Tevis liyaz b'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls out on Shabbos, she'esh lahafta b'negos d'schaya, the haftari that you read is not Rosh Chodesh, but rather the psukin d'schaya that talk about the negos, mishum pesuminisa, like we say over here, pesuminisa is odif. Another reason why you're maftir was Schaya and not with Shemaim Kisi, came and Shemafti Kurga Bishal Chanukah. Since the last Aliyah maftir is Chanukah, Yeshala Hafti Me'ina Shikora, you finished off the after with what you read last. So why you go first Rosh Chodesh? Mishum de Kriyas HaTorah came in the Motzilim Eved Tavayu, meaning Kriyas HaTorah you go Rosh Chodesh first. So since you're doing both, so todir upisumenisa savdinan tavayu v'todir koydim. You end up doing, our Gemara says pisumenisa odif. But if you're going to end up doing both the two kriyas, so then todir goes first v'todir koydim. Aval hechdoi efshalim eva tavayu. When you don't do both, for instance haftira or our Gemara, you only have money for one, so then pisumenisa is odif. V'oid another reason why you start with Rosh Chodesh and you finish with Chanukah. The bekiyas atere ain't kol kach pisumenisa she'ena maskir bonegos. And you want the Pesuminisa to be in the Haftarah versus in the Kriya. The Kriya doesn't mention the Neiris. The Kriya is not about the Neiris itself. Mashiach Haftarah it is. The reason why you do Rosh Chodesh first, so in order to be the Haftarah of Neiris Chaya, so you have to have Rosh Chodesh first. On the reason of Todir, because in order to make the Haftarah Chanukah, it's like this, the Maftir is going to be Chanukah. If someone is goggling near Chanukah, near Shabbos, both of them. If you're goggling near, you're medactic in it. You do it properly. Sahavale benin tamid chachomim. He'll be zoich to bonim tamid chomim. You shouldn't bring a posse. Kinear mitzvah. B'teira or. Near mitzvah. Near. It's teira or. So he's zoich to teira. Bonim tamid chomim. And the Mogen Avraham in Reish Samach Gimel brings that a woman b'shas atlokas ner should be mispalel to bonim tamid chomim that are meirim b'teira, and that's his man to be mispalel. And this is brought down b'shem Ben b'chayy and Shmoyis b'tes Gimel, this inyan of being mispalel for bonim tamid chomim b'shas atloka. Hazoy b'mezuzah, someone is careful about mezuzah zeich ledira noya, he's zeich midik neged mida to have a beautiful home, because the home is adorned with the mezuzah. So if he's zoy in it, so he's zeich to a dira noya. Hazoy b'tzitzis, zoych l'talis noya. Likewise, hazoy b'kiddush hayoyim. Someone's careful about kiddush. Zoych u'memale galve yayin. His home will be filled up with barrels of wine, which is a siman of Ashirus. Ravuna avrogel, davachole v'toni apisachet Rav Avinagra. Ravuna used to walk by the opening, the doorway of Rav Avinagra. Chozet avrogel b'shal getuva. He saw that there were numerous candles being lit on Shabbos. Rashi says b'shag on Shabbos. So Omar, he said, and Tosfos says, the husband and the wife lit. The numerous means the husband and the wife. plural. So he said, Omar Tre Gavre Ravre Nafke Mehocha. Two great people are going to emanate from this home. Nafik Minai Rav Idi Baravin, this is the home of Rav Avin. So Rav Idi Baravin came out of there, Rav Chia Baravin. So we see because they were both lit, so Rezekah the two children, Gdele Ador. Rav Chizda Vagogel Dav Cholov, Vitoni Apisra Devein Nosho, the Rav Shizvi, Devein Nosho, the Rav Shizvi, the Shver from Rav Shizvi, Chose, the Havagogel, Rashi says two pshotim, either Vein Nosho is Ove, Vikad Ami Chomiv. So what did he see? Chose da v'rogil b'shal getuva. Toi says the girsa da v'regila. But over there it was not both. It was only one. Only the woman was rogil. So mele one person came out. Oh my god, v'rabe nofik mehocha. One person come out of here. Nofik minayi Rav Shizvi. Rav Shizvi came out. Now if it was his son, so then it's one. If it's his edim, then his daughter was zoicha to Rav Shizvi because of the akpod of one. But kaponim, we see two and two, and Tais learns one for one. So Tais is, Pirush Abava, Ishul Kach, Oma Trey, Gavre, Gavre, Navke, Meocha, Ule Kamon, Oma Chose, Dava, Regilo, Ishul, Levado, Kach, Oma, Navke, Chad, Gavre, Gavre, Bishruso. Zog di Gemara. Tevisu de Rav Yosef. Tevisu de Rav Yosef. The wife of Rav Yosef, Ava Ma'acho, Umed Lekes Lo. She used to light late the candles of Shabbos. Late doesn't mean after Berach Shmoshes, obviously, but late means she wasn't makdim at the proper time. Omer lo Rav Yosef, Tanya, we learned in a brayser. Lo yom ish omer de onen, yom ish omer de eish, lailo, melamet shomer de onen, mashim lo omer de eish. The onen omud of the yom, the onen eish, again, melamet shomer de onen, mashim lo omer de eish. There was an eish and there was an onen. There was a day and a night. So they were mashing one another. That means they came about earlier before the other one left. They were makdim. The laila came before the onset of the morning, and the yoim came before the beginning of the night. Before the end of the night, the yoim came already, and before the beginning of morning, before the beginning of morning, the yoim came, and before the beginning of the night, the laila one came. So he gave her this musr. So sova l'akduma. So she wanted to do it early. Early means too early. Amala usava. Usava usually means Eliyahu Novi. Tanina. Uvachle yagdim shle yacher. Not too late, but not too early either. Now, Rashi says shle yagdim. Dele minkra shishol Shabbos. The reason why it can't be too early, because it's not nikkur, they're doing it for Shabbos. So what does that mean? That means that you were mekabel Shabbos. If you're lighting the nair, you're not mekabel Shabbos, so it's not minkra, you're still doing melacha. But avada, if you mekabel Shabbos, then you can light from plaga mincha. From plaga mincha, if you mekabel Shabbos, you don't do melacha. Then of course, then it's minka. The e minka is because you did melacha. Now, we see from here, it's mukach from here. The achronim amedayik that if let's say you have a light that's already lit, you have a light lit b'vayoy yoim. You have a light that's lit. There's a din you have to be madlikit, even though the ikar point of that lock is shalom bayis in order to be lit home on Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos, Shalom Bayis. There's a Maisat look you have to do. Because otherwise, Uvachal Yagdim, what's the problem? At the end of the day, it's lit. So we see that it has to be L'chvoid Shabbos. So what that means, if there's a light on, Tois Chavhei later says, and in Shulchan Aruch it says like this, you have to Mechabe Umadlik. If you have a light on, you have to extinguish and put it back on. Now the Ran learns this whole Gemara that the reason why she was ma'acher, the din hadlokah, is because she held the din Tosefes Shabbos is on the Isurim Melocha. Tosefes Shabbos, being Moisef, is on the Isurim that you have to be mafish from. But on the Maisa hadlokah, which is Kovet Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, there's no Tosefes on that. Tosefes means refraining from Melocha. But the Maisa hadlokah, that's not the Issa Melocha. So that she did at the end of this man of Tosefes. The end. She didn't do it after this man that it's also Benesh Moshe's. She did at the end of this man of Tosefes. So he told her, no, be makdim and do it earlier. Now, Achreinim want to say, I think it's Kuntus Chanukah Megillah for Rav Turchin, that the Gemara says, Shaloya Acher, so he brings down, the Pshat is, so it should be nikkur that is the Chavoy Shabbos. If you do it too late, especially in the olden days, there was no electricity, you're lighting lights because it's turning dark. So shaloya acher, it shouldn't be too close to the dark, but then it looks like you're doing it l'chvoy atzmoy, you're doing it stam for yourself, but not l'chvoy de Shabbos. it looks like it's time to get dark, so that's what you're lighting. What's an afkamina? He says, on Yontif, we noticed different hanhagas. Some people light Yontif in a weekday, bizman, like they always light before Shkia. And some people like, no, when he come home from shul at night. So he says it's an inyan to light in the day. Why? Not because of the loy pluk shaboy. Because you want it to be that it should be l'chvoid Yontif, and not be l'chvoid because it's dark outside. And I'm not shaykh to Yontif on a regular weekday. I also put on the candles in your home because it's turning dark. So it's a din of l'chvoid Shabbos, l'chvoid Yontif. Bismaneh, you won't have that chesed because you have lights, of course. Correct. Because Rashi says, the shleyakdim to the minkah shir shabbos. He's really coming from that Rashi. The whole word is the minkah. Zog de gemorah. Now there's another machlok we're showing him. Rashi says we're talking about ma'achu medaka ner shel shabbos. The Meister, the Rambam, and Amiri also, other Rishonim say, Rambam, clearly in Chanukah, Perek Dalad, he says, we're talking about Ner Chanukah. We're talking about Ner Chanukah. And the Sfasemis explains, based on the Mogen Avram, that brings B'Shem to Mashal, that a Summa, Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nor. A Summa cannot light Ner Chanukah himself. So a Mela state in Mogen Avram, Mashal, that his wife should light for the Summa. So Mela Rav Yosef did not light himself Ner Chanukah, and he waited for his wife. And that's what he told her, don't be Makim, don't be Ma'acher, meaning Glabe the Din of Ner Chanukah. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rove, the Rochim Rabbonon, someone who's Rochim Rabbonon. Zog Rashi, Oyev, he loves Tamidei Chachomim, Havelei Benin Rabbonon, he's there to have children, Tamidei Chachomim. Zog Rashi, why Benin Rabbonon? Vavosi Aleim, Ka'aval Ben, it's Bidi Kregimida. I love them like a father loves a son. So Mele, he's there to Benin Rabbonon. The Moike Rabbonon, meaning he's Mechavet Chachomim. Havle benin rabon or the moik rabon havle chasnif so rabon on he is zoicha to edim tamir chachomim. Kibud is a gather, yem chabad ye edim, yem chabad ye shver. Kibud goes together with edims, so mele is zoicha to that. The dochim rabon on, he's fearful of chachomim, he's younger from them. Hu gufa have a tzum rabon on, he himself is zoicha to be a tzum rabon on, which is even greater dagger. Zagmo v'il abar hochiu, if he doesn't open a sefer and he's not a Talmud Chacham and a Lernish, so he's not going to be a Talmud Chacham just because he's younger from Talmud Chachamim. So Gemara, what is going to happen instead is Mishtamen Mila Ketzum Rabbonon. His words will be heeded like the words of a Talmud Chacham that people follow with their call. So Mamela, that's what he will be Zaycha to. Zog the Gemara, V'loy B'Shem Et Sreifa. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you can't light B'Shem Et Sreifa. That means oil that is Tomei, Truma, so it has to be burnt. Zok mo my shemen tzreifa. What does it mean shemen tzreifa? Omer Rabbi shemen shel truma shenitma. Truma oil that became tomei. So since it cannot be eaten, so it has to be burnt. For my kogel shemen tzreifa. Why is it called shemen tzreifa? Hoyel ule tzreifa oimed. Since it's meant to be burnt. Zok the Rashi shalse bachili. You can't eat it, so you have to burn it. Zok the mother uve Shabbos my time aloy. So why can't you light this on Shabbos? Since it's a mitzvah to be mevayer truma, so you'll be matter, not because of Shema Yata like we had up until now, because of the sichsuch haner, it flickers. You'll be matter because you want to hasten and speed up the mitzvah of beer truma tmeya. That's why you can't do it on Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Yata, this is the new Yata, the Yata of mitzvah levaroi. Omele Abaye, Elamei Ato, so be Yontav Lishtri. On Yontav, you know, it's a Havara. Havara is Mutan Yontav. So why can't you light this on Yontav? And we know clearly it says, Aloma Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Ey Malikim Shemes Srefa be Yontav, Shemes Srefa, Trumet Mei, it cannot be used on Yontav either. On Yontav, no, it's a beer. You light it be Mavar. Oichel Nefesh. It's a Shemitoich. So there's no Issa beer on Yontif. So there's no chash of hatoya to be memaher the mitzvah of beer. And so the Gemara gzera Yontif at the Shabbos. You goes the Yontif at the Shabbos.
What was the problem with Shema Yata?
Usually Shema Yata we had up until now, it flickers, so you want it to light better, so you might tilt the candle and you'll be mevar. Over here, since we're talking about Truma Temeya, where's the mitzvah to be mevar, you want to be memaher to do the mitzvah.
So you're
afraid you might do this on Shabbos. You forget yourself from the mitzvah. You know, by beer chometz, why do you go to the fire and try to stoke it? Because the mitzvah of beer chometz. So there's a mitzvah of beer truma tmeya. So that's where you might forget yourself because the chshviv is a mitzvah. So may be matter. In fact, the Gemara on Yontif didn't know is havara. So why can't you use the Mishnah says you can't use Shem Tzreif on Yontif? It's a gzera otto Shabbos. If you allow Yontif, you'll come to do it by Shabbos. Now Tosis learns Zere Yontov at Shabbos. Vim Toimar b'chol shmanim she'em adlikim ben b'Shabbos. So Eba Zoy, all the shmanim that I mentioned you can't use on Shabbos, nix the Yontov at the Shabbos, because the Yontov at the Shabbos, uva masisim tan e'em adlikim b'shemes reifa b'yontov, mashma d'shar shmanim adlikim. Only one that can be used on Yontov is shemes reifa. Mashma all the other ones could be used on Yontov. So why don't you say the same Zere Yontov at the Shabbos, and all the other ones could be used on Yontov? All the other shmanim, the reason why you can't use them is because they might flicker. They don't light well. If you light on Yontif, you're not going to say, oh, I did it on Yontif, I can use it on Shabbos. The pshita, the ikla, migzba, shemayata. Everyone knows you can't use something that flickers because you might be mata because it doesn't light well. And that, if you're allowed on Yontif, where you know there's no isavara, you're not going to say, you're not going to do it on Shabbos. You're allowed to cook on Shabbos. You're not going to say you can't cook on Shabbos because you might come to cook on Yontif. So the same thing, shemayata of sichsuch, if you're allowed on Yontif, all shmanim that don't light well, that you allow on Yontif, but there's no chash, you'll do it on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, you know, you can't be mata to make it light better because of the flicker. Aval shemet sefer yishol biyontif, which is a different type of sichsu, a different type of yata. Shemet sefer if you light on yontif, ikle mit you'll make a mistake. Va'osel lemishu b'shabbes. Why? Because the light's beautiful. Kevin denim shachach apsila fiche. That's not the problem. That it doesn't light well. It lights very well. But if you shine a poshut la'olam, people won't realize. They'll say, look, a good light. And still, it's mutter. The time, if you say a good light, a bad light is mutter on Yontov, they say a bad light is also on Shabbos, because Shemayata. Mashenkin, a good light that's mutter on Yontov, ain't a poshut la'olam, the time in mitoch shemitzol or sofai. People won't know the reason is, because of the mitzvah of beer tumah tmeya, so gzeira shemayata, because then it's a chash shemayata on Shabbos too. You'll do it because of the mitzvah of beer tumah tmeya. We'll stop over here in Tosis. The rest of the Tosis negate to the next Amid, so we'll stop over here.